The average value of awards for personal injuries made by the Personal Injuries Assessment Board has fallen by 40% from last year's levels after the introduction of new judicial guidelines in April. Based on more than 2,600 claims during the period, the board says the level of reduction equates to a total drop in award values over the period of €25.6 million. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
The recalibration of the Personal Injury Award guidelines by the judiciary followed long-standing claims by insurance reform campaigners that levels here were out of step with international peers. The changes introduced in April saw the revision downwards of many of the awards, leading to savings for insurance companies that they have pledged to pass on to customers. The new research by PIAB shows that between April 27th and the end of September, its average awards dropped by 40% from just under €24,000 to just over €14,000. It means that nearly half of PIAB's awards are now under €10,000 compared to 12% prior to the changes. The board's chief executive, Rosalind Carroll, said the report shows the guidelines are having a very immediate impact on award levels. Welcoming the news, the Thánaiste said he expects the drop to be reflected in reduced premiums for individuals, businesses and volunteer groups. But the Alliance for Insurance Reform said that while there is some downward movement in the motor insurance market, in other segments, renewals continue to rise.
A man accused of killing five people with a bow and arrows in Norway is due before a court today. 37-year-old Danish citizen Espend Andersen Braden, who had converted to Islam, had previously been known to police over fears he had been radicalised. Norwegian authorities say the attack in the town of Kongsberg appears to have been an act of terrorism. Four women and one man, all aged between 50 and 70, were killed in what appeared to be a random attack, lasting some 35 minutes before police apprehended the suspect. Three other people, including an off-duty police officer, were injured. The government will launch a €330 million scheme today to help small businesses, the fishing industry and farmers respond to the ongoing effects of Brexit. The Brexit Impact Loan Scheme provides low-cost loans between €25,000 and €1.5 million to eligible businesses affected by Brexit. In response to feedback about a previous scheme, the new scheme simplifies the application process and offers loans for longer terms of up to 6 years. The Polish Parliament has passed legislation that allows border guards to immediately expel migrants who have crossed the border illegally, even if they are seeking asylum. Since August this year, more than 16,000 attempts have been made to cross into the country from Belarus illegally. That compares with 120 in the whole of last year. Human rights groups have criticised the bill. A man in his 20s has died after a road crash near Lucan in Dublin last night. His motorbike was involved in a collision with a car on a road leading to junction 3 of the N4 shortly before 8:30. Gardaí at Lucan are appealing for witnesses to come forward. The former US President Bill Clinton has been admitted to hospital in California with a suspected blood infection. Doctors said the 75-year-old was responding well to treatment. The medical team said Mr. Clinton's illness is not related to COVID-19 or to previous heart problems. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Cloudy and misty in the south this morning with patches of light rain or drizzle. Across the northern half of the country, it will be clearer and brighter with sunny spells. Cloud will increase in Connacht and Leinster later with some isolated patches of drizzle. Highest temperatures 10 to 15 degrees.